Big news for the SECU Family House at UNC Hospitals. We've had them on the air. We've talked them up. It's a really terrific organization here locally. And they have just launched the public phase of their expansion campaign by making a really big announcement at the end of last week. And very, very good news. So we're joined now to start the show by Janice McAdams. She's the executive director of the SECU Family House at UNC Hospitals. Janice, thanks for being with us today.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you, Aaron.
And the announcement was made on Friday, and I'm not going to say it. I'll let you say it. What was the big news?
Oh, the big news was we have raised $6.1 million of an $8 million campaign that allows us to break ground. We've got to finish approvals with the town of Chapel Hill, and then we are digging a hole. We're going to build 35 more rooms. We're going to put a building up, and we're going to be able to take in hundreds of more people who are families and patients at UNC hospitals, and we can't wait.
This is really cool. And for those of you who don't know, SECU Family House is on Old Mason Farm Road. SECU Family House and the Ronald McDonald House are basically right next to each other, and both provide a similar service. Ronald McDonald House for kids, SECU Family House for adults, but providing housing for people who are coming in from out of town who need housing as they're receiving treatment at UNC hospitals. And I know you help hundreds and hundreds of people every single year.
2,200 a year. And that is with the 40 rooms we have, so we'll be able to almost double that. We also have about 115 local volunteers, hear me, Chapel Hill, local volunteers who come in and fold our laundry, help us in the kitchen, do all sorts of interesting things, answer our phone. And when we have 35 more rooms, we need more volunteers, too.
So the this announcement was made on Friday at a birthday party for the house, right?
So it was our annual gala. 10 years in a row, we've had an event at in downtown Chapel Hill. Invited friends. This year we had, actually we counted, 359 guests who joined us for dinner, a live auction, a fund a family that was a roaring success. And there was lots of energy and excitement in the room. I'm not sure anyone noticed that champagne was being poured. And when our campaign co-chairs, Bob and Becky Woodruff and Maureen O'Connor, got up and started making a toast, the room got so quiet. And when they got to the $6.1 million, there were cheers. It was so exciting. It's only been a year, this exact event last year, when we announced that we had raised the first $1 million of our campaign. So I think that the shock and awe of the people there, that they were actually seeing two successive announcements with so much improvement. And so we need to be sure and thank our major donors, longtime partners, the State Employees Credit Union, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, UNC Healthcare. They all understand the key factors that we are fighting and help to impact the health of the people who stay with us. Along with them, we've had some key donors. It has been a huge, it's just been a completely exciting, not uphill battle. It's been a challenge, but everybody's put their shoulder to the wheel, and the 6.1 is not the total. We're not done yet. That was the other part of the announcement. We have 2 more million to raise. And here we go.
Yeah. So speaking with Janice McAdams, again, Executive Director, SECU Family House at UNC Hospitals. SECUFamilyHouse.org is their website if you want to find out more. And we'll give you that website again, SECUFamilyHouse.org. So $6 million already raised, $5 million in 1 year, basically, from last year to this. Did you expect to raise it so quickly?
Absolutely not. We have this great line graph that we've been using to track the donors and the gifts, and it was, as any campaign is, it was a strong beginning with our board giving the first $1 million and that making a happy announcement. But the impact of some key corporate gifts and some strong gifts by local donors really just jumped us up. And we've known for about a month that we were going to get to make this exciting announcement. So we've been looking forward to it.
And we're talking about the Share the House Capitol campaign, which again is still ongoing. They've moved into the public phase of this campaign and still about $2 million left to raise. So what is next for the Capitol campaign? What events are upcoming and how can people get involved to help out?
So Jay McAdams at SECU Family House is my email address. We are anxious to talk to people who have a real heart for helping people from all over the state who are patients and family members who are looking for safe and affordable housing. We need people who are willing to come talk to us about being donors, but also helping about with events, regional events, talking to folks throughout the state. Enjoying the excitement of working with us on this campaign, Share the House campaign.
And again, get more information at secufamilyhouse.org. A lot of information there about the house, the work they do on a daily basis to help hundreds, more than 2,000 people every single year walk through these doors. So it really is a terrific organization. Find out more, find out how you can help out, volunteer, donate, give, and then visit secufamilyhouse.org as well for more information on how you can help out with the Share the House Capitol campaign. Again, 75% of the way there, but they need our help to get the rest of the way. What else do people need to know, if anything?
We talked about being a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about one of the ways we keep our expenses down is by community friends who bring us supplies, show up with paper towels, toilet paper, anything that you might use in your kitchen or your house. We are constantly going through supplies and just love opening the front door to people with their arms full. That's a huge help to us. Our house guests get excited when they see supplies walk in the door. And so we're always thankful for any kind of supply, volunteer effort. We just love the people of our community who are supportive in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have to say this on far too many days, but on a day like today, with the news the way it is, the more that we as individuals can do to help each other out and make someone else's life just a little bit better can make that our world just that little bit much of a better place. And anything we can do to get us further down that road is always going to be appreciated. SECUFamilyHouse.org is the website. Go there, find out more. Janice McAdams, thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you're doing and have done and continue to do.
It's our pleasure. The doors open every day. Come for a visit.